This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Wednesday, the 27th day of November of 2024. Overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. Temperature, another chilly start, 20 degrees. But we're going to warm things up this day before Thanksgiving. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes. I tell you, I almost have a foot out the door already, but we got a couple of hours to go, and we have a really good show lined up. Today, you know, we talk a lot about the politics and a lot about the seriousness that's going on, but today, here on this day before Thanksgiving, we're going to visit with some folks that I think fit the season nicely, about positivity here within our community. And I think that's a good way to launch into Thanksgiving. Don't you, Ian Welsh, agree?
Absolutely. It's always good to focus on the positives. And
what are we thankful for, right?
Yes. What are we thankful for? Personally, I'm thankful for my family, that we all get to be together around the holidays and just have a great food, and I get to watch the Packers as well.
In fact, today, I'm going to ask folks as well who are out there. They're tuned into our program, and we're very thankful for the people that tune into our show each and every weekday morning and allow us to be able to have the privilege of being on the radio and being able to talk so about true. The things that we feel are important. And I would love to hear from the folks out there what they're thankful for here today. And you're able to do that by either calling us or texting us. Mm-hmm. And 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can use that number to call us or to text us. And you can also use your Civic Media app as well to call or text. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app yet, it's real simple. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. It's free. Then all 21 of the stations on the Civic Media radio network will be at your fingertips. And if you open up the fifth one down, which is 98.9 WXCO, you can see different buttons to send us an email, go to our website, listen to us live. But there's also a button to send us a text and a button to give us a call. And if you call, of course, you'll hear the great voice of Ian Welsh picking up the phone and getting you the information you need.
That's right. Again,
it's a situation where we would love to hear about what you're thankful for as we go into a Thanksgiving tomorrow. Also, today, we again have a full slate of activity coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21.
Yes,
we will be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, in a few minutes to let us know about any travel issues with the weather as we get towards a huge travel day. A lot of people will be heading throughout Wisconsin, or maybe even heading out of state as well. So if you have some travel plans and looking forward to seeing family and friends, we'll let you know if there's anything to worry about. Weather forecast for your Thanksgiving holiday with Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21. Also coming up here in just a few minutes at 8:34 at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by members of the Friends of Wisconsin Historic Landmarks talking about this terrific event coming up. It's called Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest. hey, it's that time of year. We're going to look forward to hearing about that coming up here in just a few minutes, the Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest with Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. And then coming up in the second hour of the program, here in studio, we are going to be joined by some very young thespians, some folks who will be on the stage this weekend with the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, the CWCT. And they are putting on this weekend Seussical. And that's at UWSP at Wausau, correct, if I'm not mistaken?
That's right. It's at the Venega Theater.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're very familiar with that stage space. So we're going to be joined by some of the young cast members. And again, I think we're going to get a song out of it, too. I'm not sure at this point, but we're going to do our best.
Cross your fingers. Technical issues will stay away. We're going to do our best, though.
Exactly. So still, it would be fun to talk to some of the young people, learn a little bit about the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater and a whole bunch more. That's coming up at 9:34 this morning on the program. So, again, and then, of course, we cannot go into Thanksgiving without our final segment of the day, which, of course, is our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about some of the folks that are celebrating their birthdays today. We'll talk about some of the special events that should be remembered and acknowledged here on the 27th of November. But then when all else is cleared, we have this big table full of activities today. And then we get to the last part of the show. It will be our daily number for the day quiz. And every day we have a number for the day, but instead of just throwing it out there, that's boring. We don't want to be boring around here. We want to make it exciting. So we put Ian Welsh on the hot seat, and every day I give him a quiz. I give him three choices when it comes to the number for the day. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right by just guessing. That's 33%. I don't put the bar that high. At least not to start. We raise it up as we continue. But basically, if he gets better than 33% correct, that's a passing grade. Mm-hmm. But if he gets below 33%, then that is a failing grade. So we don't want that.
I don't want that.
But that's not good enough. We want to really raise the stakes. So to have a true winning week, he has to get more right than wrong. So that means 3 out of 5 during a normal work week. And then his best record, which is always what we're targeting to start off a week, is 4 out of 5. He had a week where he got 4 right out of the 5 days, which was a pretty amazing week, I have to say.
A great week. I don't even remember what the categories were.
I thought you remember always that. Come on. You got to remember. No. We may have to go back into the archive and do some deep digging to see what that special week was. But, again, that is the best week he's ever had, 4 out of 5. And then there is the Holy Grail.
Yes.
The one that we're still striving for, to have Ian have a perfect week, 5 out of 5.
Phew. Right now, the goal is to get it before the end of the year. But if I don't, that'll be my New Year's resolution for next year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but we have just about 5 weeks or so to go, a little bit more than 5 weeks to go, or around 5 weeks to go. We're running out of time here. And this week, you're not going to be able to have that perfect week because yesterday you did not get it correct.
No.
So you are 1 out of 2 so far, so you're still doing fine. I mean, you're still in a good position to try and earn yourself either a passing week or a winning week, or you're still in the mix to get a all-time best week. But I think the goal right now is to, first of all, cross that threshold to get your second correct to get to a passing week. Then we'll work on a winning week, and then we'll think about anything after that. So, again, we got all this great stuff lined up for this show, but you cannot leave early. You cannot leave early. You need to make sure you're still around and be here for the number for the day quiz to wrap up our show at about, what, 9:56 or so.
That's right.
Lots on the plate. And tomorrow, I mean, it is Thanksgiving tomorrow, but we will be here with a show. Well, we're not going to be here, actually. What we did is we recorded a show, because this way, make sure Ian can hang out with the family and we can all enjoy our Thanksgiving. But it's
our
not...
Our voices will be here.
Yeah.
Just not our bodies.
So, I mean, our voices are here right now. I mean, right now we're sitting in the studio, but you can't tell the difference. It'll be the same thing tomorrow morning. So, as you get your Thanksgiving day underway, make sure you join us tomorrow. We will have a number for the day quiz as well, because we got to have 5 number for the days for this week. We will have a couple of interviews. Football is a big part of Thanksgiving. And tomorrow, of course, Thanksgiving has 3 NFL games. You got the Bears and the Lions at 11:30. Then you got the Cowboys and the Giants at 3:30. And then tomorrow night, the Packers at Lambeau Field on a cold night.
That's a late game. That's a
7:20 or 7:15. I have one of those two.
Well, it's an evening game, so it will definitely be cold at Lambeau Field.
And the thing about it, I know there are folks here in central Wisconsin. In fact, I was looking at my Facebook page, I think yesterday, and there were a couple of different people that I'm connected with that were selling tickets. they didn't want to go to the game tomorrow night. So, I saw one person had 2 tickets and another person had 4 tickets they were looking to sell for tomorrow night's game. So it's like, hey, I wonder what's going on. I actually do salute those folks, because it says to me, and again, maybe I'm wrong, but it says to me that they decided that family is more important than going to Lambeau Field tomorrow night. But then again, they probably saw the forecast and said, we can sit in front of the TV, turn up the heat, and enjoy the game that way as well.
See, that's why I'll be at home with my family watching the Packer games.
I know
it. I can still spend time with my family. And my dad can still be enthusiastic about the Packers game.
And it's a big game.
What kind of enthusiasm? I don't know yet. It depends on how the Packers play. But hopefully it's a good enthusiasm, because we want a Packers win.
So tomorrow, as well as the 3 NFL games during our program between 8 and 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, we're going to have our number for the day quiz. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving. In fact, we're going to have some Thanksgiving trivia. In addition to the number for the day, I'm going to give Ian some Thanksgiving trivia tomorrow morning. So we're going to...
You can guess along at home
exactly.
As well.
So you can learn something about Thanksgiving tomorrow with Ian. We'll see how much Ian knows about Thanksgiving, and we'll find out how much you know about Thanksgiving as well tomorrow morning. But also tomorrow during the show, we're going to have a couple of football-related interviews with high school football coaches, one of which with Kyle Stoffel of Mosinee. They made it to the playoffs again this year. We'll talk to Kyle Stoffel of Mosinee about the Mosinee football season. They had a lot of injuries and a lot of obstacles, but they were still able to earn their spot in the postseason playoffs. And then we're going to talk as well to Braden Mitchell, who had a great season with DC Everest. He took the Evergreens all the way to the state semifinals, and really an outstanding first year as the head man at DCE. So that'll be part of our show tomorrow. So and then
we'll have a show. It'll just be a different kind of show.
And then Friday we'll be back with a live show. So again, we keep working hard even during the holiday week. So again,
even on Black Friday.
There you go. It'll be interesting here downtown to watch how many people are around on Friday morning. I'm actually curious to see if a lot of people are hanging out here downtown. So a lot to look forward to. And again, we are very thankful for you to join us each and every weekday morning, and thankful to be with you here on 98.9 WXCO. Another person we're thankful for, of course, is Brittany Merlot. And we're going to talk about the weather with Brittany coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Don't be shy, because you will.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is, what do you call it, Thanksgiving Eve. You always hear about Christmas Eve. We call it Thanksgiving Eve that much. But
yeah, Thanksgiving Eve.
It is, I think it's technically Thanksgiving Eve. Of course, everybody getting ready for their big holiday celebrations coming up tomorrow. And somebody that we're always very thankful for that comes here with the information that we need is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlone. Brittany, first of all, happy early Thanksgiving.
Yes, same to you. So thankful for you guys, seriously. And I think, what do they used to call it? I don't know if they still call it Black Wednesday.
Oh,
is
really?
That a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was from the younger days. Maybe it's just the kids. I don't know. But it was called Black Wednesday because everyone was off the next day. Everybody was around family. And then some of the kids would go out to the bars, right? Because no one had to work in the morning.
Let me see. The thing about... you know, these terms all of the time with technology, you can always find out what the answer is.
Right.
But I'll have to dig into that.
Let me know if that's gone out of style.
Absolutely. Well, I know that part of what we're going to do here this morning is talk a little bit about the weather in terms of folks that are getting ready to travel. Are you going to be on the road for any significant length for your trip on Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am. So I'll be on the road for about 4 or 5 hours or so. Probably going to give myself a little extra time. One, because you never realize that those gas and bathroom breaks take up a good chunk. I mean, it feels quick and you're rushing, but it actually takes up time. And then all the extra people out on the roads that usually don't drive, plus little flurries flying around are definitely possible as we go through tomorrow night. So just give yourself extra time. And I've already got the winter weather emergency kit locked and loaded in there. I've got the blankets, the cat litter, some extra gloves, all those things just in case, because it's going to be a cold weekend. And I'll tell you, my sister, I think it was Christmas, maybe 2 years ago, we had a really, really cold storm. And she was trying to come up to Appleton area where I was living at the time. And her electric car broke down. Thankfully, it was only 20 minutes away from me, but it broke down in that frigid cold and time was ticking fast. She did not have a sleeping blanket or blankets or anything to keep warm, and she went into panic mode. So it can happen, definitely happen to my family, so it can happen to others as well. So be prepped for that.
I tell you though, number one, obviously I'm assuming everything was okay for your sister, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the good news. But I can't believe a member of Brittany's family would not be listening to what Brittany tells us all the time when it comes to being prepared for winter weather emergencies.
I know. I think it's the rebel sibling effect, right? She's like, listen, my sister's a meteorologist. I'm going to do the opposite and see what happens. And she got caught.
I know that you had mentioned during the course of the week as well, because you're heading back to Illinois, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you have talked about that. I mean, around here, if you're somebody that's going, I think, around most of our area, if you're traveling, if you have family in our general area here in central and north central Wisconsin, things are looking pretty quiet. But for people like yourself, that you may have to battle a little bit of weather. Is that still the case?
Yeah, so there's two places if you are driving further. We are looking at that lake effect snow off of Lake Superior. That is going to be kicking on tonight, and it's going to be putting down at least 4 inches or so a day. So if you're headed up north by that lake, keep in mind it's going to be dicey. Also, if you're headed off towards Minnesota, there are going to be a few flurries flying down there this evening. Doesn't look like anything major, but could cause some delays. And then also down south, that system in northern Illinois has now shifted a little further south. So it looks like central Illinois into northern Indiana and then into Ohio. They're looking at rain tonight, which is going to flip to a wintry, icy, snowy mix this evening. So you're going to want to be where you want to be in the Ohio Valley by this late afternoon, I would say. And then hunker down until at least maybe Thanksgiving late morning. So those are the big areas of concern. And then if you're flying, that system, of course, in the Ohio Valley tonight moves off to the East Coast, the Northeast Coast, of course, for Thanksgiving. So some delays flight-wise are definitely going to be happening over there.
And another thing that I think a few folks are thinking about is tomorrow night. It's supposed to get pretty chilly, and there's a lot of folks that are actually season ticket holders for the Green Bay Packers, and the NFL, in its infinite wisdom, has put the Packers in the night game at Lambeau Field tomorrow night. How cold is it going to be?
I love it. That means it's going to live up to the Frozen Tundra name, be all national. You could see your breath and everything. Yep. Oh my gosh, it's going to be fantastic. Actually, temperatures, okay, so tomorrow for Green Bay will probably hit the upper 20s to low 30s, but by night, we are falling to the teens. So, and it's going to be windy. So we're really going to be feeling like is probably single digits to teens. That's what I would be dressing for if you are headed to that game. Layers, 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 hand warmers, put them on your feet too, foot warmers, put them on your body, I don't care.
you say it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be fantastic for all of us that are sitting in front of our television sets tomorrow night. I think for the folks that are actually out there, it's not going to be quite as fantastic, but they know what they're doing. Hopefully, yes. They know what they're doing and they're prepared, because obviously if you're a season ticket holder, you've been around the block a few times with the pack, but... I guess finally, what are the details for us here tomorrow for our Thanksgiving holiday for people that will be heading off to have a wonderful day, hopefully?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful to me because there's not a lot going on here in central Wisconsin. It's mostly cloudy, few spots of sunshine, up north a few flurries flying. We could see a few lake effect snow showers make their way here into Wausau area by tomorrow night. But no accumulations. No. We don't have that. But as we go into Friday, partly sunny, still breezy and blustery, highs slide to the low 20s. Mm. So tomorrow, upper 20s, and then for the entire weekend, low 20s, plus those winds on top of it. So it's going to be a frigid one, but really dry, honestly. The only chances of some lake effect snow showers make their way through tomorrow night. That'll be it.
Well, Brittany, enjoy the Thanksgiving. Enjoy the rest of your week. Again, always appreciate the information, and we'll catch you in December.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, absolutely. Brittany. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Have a good weekend.
That's our Brittany Merlot, again, meteorologist, right now in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies, temperature stands at 20 degrees. Coming up, we're going to talk about, we're going to turn the page towards Christmas. And coming up, a very special event, the Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest. Coming up, it's with the Marathon Historical Society and Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. We'll talk about that coming up after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
On Friday night, the new season opens up for the Wausau West hockey team. The Warriors travel to Eau Claire to take on Memorial in the semifinals of the Memorial Meltdown Tournament. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:20 and the opening faceoff at 6:30. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West at Eau Claire Memorial in High School Hockey. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:20, opening faceoff at 6:30 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, it is Thanksgiving Eve, yep, the day before Thanksgiving, as we loosen it up a little bit here today. And it's really a fun day, an opportunity here for all of us to get ready for Thanksgiving and also get ready for the Christmas season as well. And we're very happy to welcome in a couple of very special guests. We got Christine Martins along with Patrick Bacher from the Friends of the Friends of Wausau Landmarks.
Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks.
I should have had it right in front of me. But
that's okay. It's a long one.
But Christine and Patrick, thank you for both coming in.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
Absolutely. And we'll talk maybe a little bit about the organization generally, but let's jump right in about the event that's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. On Saturday, December the 14th, it is the Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest 2024. My first question is, how long has this event been going on? Is this something that's been going on for a number of years?
You know, we started three years before the pandemic. And it started because, to be honest, I don't know how to make a gingerbread house. I love them, and I wanted people to bring gingerbread houses so we could all see them. So this is my way of having one in town. So we created it, and the first year we had two entries, and they were both the same building, which I thought was hysterical. There was no collusion or anything, just...
What building was it, by the way?
It was the Little Red Schoolhouse.
Of course.
And they were both wonderful. And we had a lot of fun with that, so we kept doing it. Last year, I think we had like a dozen or so.
Really?
And none of them were the same that I remember, which is pretty amazing.
Right. I'm just curious. What were some of the buildings that are there famous? You can remember?
The rules actually say you can build a local landmark.
Oh, okay.
You get extra points for that. But everybody takes that very to heart, and they bring us wonderful pieces that almost always represent the Wausau area. We've had, the Yawkey House, the Marchetti House. I believe you did that last year, Patrick. Marchetti House. One of my favorites was the Rogers Theater because they filled it with popcorn to give it some stability, which was legal. But the Rogers Theater has been in there. We've had St. Stephen's. It runs the gamut. We had somebody, a couple
St.
people. St. Mary's.
Even the Dudley Tower.
We had the Dudley Tower, the Granite Peak Chalet, which is very historic, actually.
Several versions of St. Mary's over the years.
Yes. Mm.
And Patrick, I hear that you, Christine was saying that you are somebody that really, I don't even like using the term gingerbread snob, but you brought it up. What's your history with this?
I've always been interested, but I'm just a big kid who doesn't play with Legos anymore.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of elevate that craft, and I'm very interested in historic landmarks in Wausau. So
this, it all comes together.
Just segued into that, yes.
And you said, what was your entry a year ago? What was
last year? My entry was the Marchetti House.
How big is I guess you can talk about yours and others as well.
I think the limit is 24 inches high.
Yeah,
and on a platform that is 24 by 24, I often go just a little smaller than that. If I'm really organized and have a plan and worked out in my head, I like to landscape around it as well. But I really do try to match the specifics. In one instance, I chose to make the Stewart Inn, and that's a very historic house, even nationally. Mm. And the owner of the Stewart Inn even gave me, sent me some files of the blueprints. So I was really able to have my scale down perfectly because otherwise you have to guess.
Again, we're talking to Christine Martins and Patrick Bacher from Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. Coming up on Saturday the 14th, it is the Sweet Landmarks Gingerbread Contest 2024. Let's talk about this contest because one of the reasons you're here is because you want it to continue to grow. You want people to know about this, whether or not they want to, actually enter a gingerbread house or even just come and see it as well. Could you talk a little bit about what this event is?
We do this annually, and we do encourage people to please bring us landmarks, or gingerbreads. It could even be your own house, by the way. We've had people do that. It's really nice. We take people of all levels. There are three age groups, so you're competing against generally people of about the same age. It's actually part of, well, I shouldn't say part of, it's
in tandem.
There we go. In tandem with the Holiday at the Houses, mm-hmm. which is thrown by the Marathon County Historical Society at the Woodson House, which in and of itself is a fabulous event. Right. And we collaborated so that we can bring the holiday theme together, the history theme together.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they're doing the tours of the houses and bringing in all kinds of things like that, celebrating the holidays, we host our contest. I believe this year it will be in the lower level,
mm-hmm.
Once again. And you start bringing in your entries at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You do not need to pre-register.
Oh, nice.
And it is free to enter. So you start bringing them between 9 and noon.
Mm-hmm.
At noon, we cut off entries, noonish. And then we have three judges, and we judge each one based on a judging sheet, which basically looks at points for, is it sturdy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all edible? It has to be edible. No fair putting cardboard in there. No fair putting steel beams or whatever.
Steel beams.
Never know.
That would hurt the teeth.
is it all gingerbread? We do ask, one of the rules is, even though it doesn't have to be a landmark, noted mm-hmm. landmark, it does need to be an architectural style.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least you need to tell us what it is to the best of your knowledge.
Right.
And it can be something as basic as commercial, which is just, mm-hmm. Hey, it's square. You know?
Right.
That's an architectural style. Commercial. You do need to tell us what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to tell us what you made it out of. And the very last rule is very important, which is you need to have fun.
There you go. Patrick, how hard is it? I mean, for folks maybe who haven't done this before and somebody that would say, as you just said, Christine, it doesn't have to be overly complicated to begin with. You do have different categories. So if you want to get your toe maybe in the water a little bit, how hard is this?
I really believe that anyone could train themselves. I won a blue ribbon on the first year that I even tried. And consider myself a really good cook, but kind of just an average baker.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make a sugar cookie, a cutout cookie. So I really just did a lot of online research. I use a gingerbread recipe that, although is 100% edible, it would not taste great. It comes out like sheetrock, and there's no leavening in it. So all the ingredients are edible and natural, but you'd break your teeth if you wanted to take a bite out of it.
It sounds like, Christine, that it's a good thing that part of the judging is not actually eating part of it,
no,
right?
We do not taste it. That just seems like it would be a bad idea. That, and it would be really hard to take somebody's really hard work and eat their roof, or a wall. That would make me sad.
It's one of the interesting aspects of this event, the mixture of a gingerbread contest with historic landmarks. I mean, again, the group is Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. It's really a cool combination, isn't it?
Well, thank you. We think it is.
It's really outside. It's outside the box.
Speaking of which, no kits. You can use molds. You can use templates that you've made. We've had the Wausau West tech class. I can't think of the name of the tech class, but there's a teacher over there who has it as extra credit, and they use whatever tools they have in shop class.
Really?
There, and they're beautiful. So you can do all those, but no kits.
Very cool.
But we mixed it because it gives you a chance to do something holiday tradition, but also you need to wander around town and now we encourage around Marathon County.
And that's, again, what you guys, when you came in previously talking about how you do go around Marathon County.
We
it's
do.
Not just Wausau.
That's right. So buildings from around Marathon County make us the, you know, the Desert Library in Mosinee. That's a beautiful mm-hmm. building. Or the original, I was trying to think of the name of the store, the original Hartman's in Athens,
yeah.
which we discovered this summer or this fall. But we'd like to give people a reason to go out and look at the architecture,
right.
learn about it. And this is just a fun way of doing it.
Beyond, let's go back to the group, Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. We'll touch again on the contest here in just a minute, but for folks who love history, who love Central Wisconsin, Marathon County, Wausau, who think, boy, it'd be cool to see some of this, how do they get involved?
Well, we have a very small group of us that put together our events right now,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to get involved, send us a message. We have our email or on Facebook. We try and pay attention to both.
There you go.
Best way to get involved is to join us on our walks throughout the summer. We have free mm-hmm. walking tours at the end of every month, generally April or May through October. We also have our Facebook, which has been really hopping lately. We've started doing our what on Tuesday, which is Wausau Historic Architecture Tuesday. So keep an eye on that. Comment on that. We started doing news on there as well now.
Becoming involved is like the expression for being a friend to someone. It's really like just showing up.
There you go.
How can you be a close friend to somebody? You just need to be there for them. So you can show up to any of our events, and typically they're always free unless we charter a bus or something like that.
We got 1 minute to go. Let's again talk about this event Saturday, the 14th of December. Again, what do people need to know?
Bring us your item starting at 9 until noon. Please fill out the paperwork. The rules are online. Follow the rules.
And I saw a link on the Facebook page.
There is
as well.
A link on the Facebook page as well with all the rules. There's like 12, not very hard. Be sure to have fun. And I forgot to mention, there are cash prizes.
Oh, wow. A little competition there.
You betcha.
Fantastic.
We'd love to see lots of buildings.
Yeah, we really would. The more, the merrier.
Christine Martins, Patrick Bacher. Again, sounds like such a wonderful Christmas time event on Saturday, the 14th. Again, check out Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks on Facebook. You got the link to all the rules and all the information you need. And next year, I hope I can be a judge.
That would be great. Now I've got it. It's marked down in ink.
Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools. You've got a ribbon and rainbows, a sun in your eyes. Running through. Could be I'm happy, I'm sad. Could be I'm losing my head.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Thanks again to Christine for joining us. We've had her on before. And again, check out Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks on Facebook and their gingerbread contest. Looks like it'll be a lot of fun coming up in a couple of weeks' time. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. And coming up, we'll be back here We work even late into Wednesday on Thanksgiving Eve because later on tonight, we'll be back here. Ian will be pushing the buttons. I'll be here in studio with former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. We will be joined by D.C. Everest girls head basketball coach Lauren Bullis, first-year head coach of the Evergreens. Started their season off with a victory, one-point win at Appleton West. So we'll talk about her team and trying to set a foundation for her program, Lauren Bullis, at 6:25. And then we're going to talk to a young man that's gone through some adversity here in the fall. Newman Catholic High School junior, Quincy Fender. Quincy was the starting quarterback on opening day for the Newman Cardinals, but he suffered a significant injury in that first game of the season. He suffered a broken ankle, very serious injury. He missed the rest of the football season. He is still rehabbing. He is hoping to get back out onto the court for the high school boys basketball season very soon. So we're going to talk about the adversity, how he's been trying to rehab and trying to get back, because he's somebody that had a terrific campaign both on the football field and the basketball court last year, and I know it's killing him not to be out there right now. So we'll have Quincy Fender from Newman Catholic as our student athlete guest tonight at 7:06. Last night we had our first high school hockey broadcast of the season here on 98.9 WXCO. The defending state champion, the Central Wisconsin Storm, was in action. I went down to Stevens Point for that one, and it was a good start for the Storm. They defeated the Wisconsin Valley Union by a score of 5-1. Jaden Yurkowski had two goals, plus one goal each for Ava Whitmore, Malia Beregi, and Gabby Heiser for the Storm. Freshman goaltender Camille Floor had 18 saves as well, so a very good start for the defending state champs, Storm 5, Wisconsin Valley Union 1. There was also some boys high school hockey action last night. Congrats to the East Merrill Blue Jacks. EMU started their season off with a 7-1 win over Antigo last night, so a very good start for the Blue Jacks. Also a good start for the D.C. Everest boys hockey team at Green Heck Fieldhouse. They shut out Northern Pines last night by a score of 3-0. Other boys hockey games last night, Stevens Point shut down Ashwaubenon 10-0. It was Wisconsin Rapids falling to Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells 2-1, and Marshfield lost to Baldwin Woodville by a score of 3-2. Also last night, Mosin East started their season off. They went on a long road trip up to Kingsford in Upper Michigan, and well, according to Wisconsin Prep Hockey, it says 0-0. I don't think it went 0-0. I'm about to dig into that a little bit. Sometimes the information is not all updated, but Mosinee also starting off their campaign as well. Real quickly, we have high school hockey with the Wausau West Warriors both on Friday and Saturday. Friday, the Warriors open up their season. They're part of the Memorial Meltdown Tournament over in Eau Claire, and we will have the semifinal game Friday night, Wausau West and Eau Claire Memorial, 6:20 for the pregame, 6:30 for the opening faceoff, live right here on 98.9 WXCO. And then on Saturday, either at 11 a.m. or at 1:30, the Warriors will be in the consolation or the championship round of that tournament as well. Last night, there was some high school basketball. The boys' basketball season got underway for some of the teams. Not a lot. Wisconsin Rapids lost to Eau Claire North 73-58. Also last night, it was North and Pines beating Three Lakes 68-55. I mentioned that because North and Pines will take on Wausau West in the first round of the Warrior Turkey Shoot at the Fieldhouse on Friday night. I'll have the hockey on Friday, but then I'll be back after the hockey early Saturday and have both Wausau West and Newman Catholic in boys basketball at the Turkey Shoot Saturday night. So Saturday could be three high school broadcasts, so my voice is going to be strained if that's the case. I'm hoping that West and Newman play each other Saturday night, so only have one game, but we will see. So hockey early in the day and then basketball boys side later on Saturday as well. Last night in girls high school basketball, tough night for both Wausau West and Wausau East. The Warrior girls lost to Eau Claire Memorial 66-32, and the Lumberjack girls fell to Gillett 52-12. Marathon lost in girls basketball 60-50 to Stratford last night. Also, Athens fell to Rib Lake 69-35. Merrill earned their first win of the season, defeating Ashland 82-51. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood all over Antigo, 96-20. Newman Catholic lost at Auburndale, 65-15. Assumption all over Edgar, 70-10 last night. A win for Mosinee in girls basketball last evening. They defeated Shawano, 58-46. Also last night, Abbotsford lost Apprentice by a score of 48-39. Faith Christian fell to Port Edwards 44-9 as well. So again, we are in the midst of the start of another very busy high school sports season.
Oh yes.
Winter sports season. As what are we, Ian?
Very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station who still covers high school sports.
Yep, on a play-by-play basis.
Play-by-play.
And also the big high school sports show as well. Hey, we got another hour to go here on this Wednesday morning. Again, coming up, we'll be joined by cast members of Seussical from the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. That's coming up in the next hour. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.